to give you an idea, when I was when my grandfather was dying, and he was in a nursing home in Highclere, very sort of close by in the village, and I think everyone else was away apart from myself, and I got the call from the nursing home saying, Miss Harry, your grandfather's gravely, and I understand that you're the only family member around. So I thought, oh, great, I'll be right there, thinking, oh, cool, this is not going to be very easy. And as I was passing Robert Taylor, the butler's house, his little cottage, I thought, well, I'll knock on the door and just see if he's here, and hope that he'll come with me. And Robert was painting, he was doing some sort of DIY stuff, and he had his overalls on. I was actually shocked to see a member of the family while he had all his paint splattered overalls. So I explained the situation, and he said, of course I'll come, Mr. Harry, of course I'll come. And in 2 seconds, he was changed and into his immaculate, tails and butler's kit. And we drove on down to the nursing home.
Yes.
And it was one of the most touching things I'll ever see in my life, where, again, Robert Taylor taking control, walked in there, and there's my grandfather sort of on death's door in his bed, and he went straight up to the bed, and he sat down on the bed, and he took my grandfather's hand, and he said, my lord, Robert here, and Mr. Harry, and the two of us would like to know that you have nothing to worry about whatsoever. We are here with you. And it was really sort of teary stuff, that showed the relationship between the two. And it was very close, and likewise, when my father took over, again, the same thing, a